feeling metal today. Did you notice? I didn't appreciate Metallica until I went through 20 years of hell and back. But yeah, hey, CJ, you know what? You talk about changing subjects. I'm talking about racism and racist Republicans. Filibuster.
I guess
you were right. Russia, China, filibuster, all racist. So I guess you stuck in line with that. But my goodness, dude, I don't know. I can't go that long listen to Republican flatulence. I'm sorry. It's just something that I don't tolerate on certain days. I tolerate enough. Oh, do you know what dead hammered baked is, Jason?
I don't.
That's what I am today. It keeps me from losing my cool, man. Keeps me from buying a gun. It keeps me buying cat food and cat litter, because as long as I got cats, you guys are safe. I was saying, you know, if I didn't have cats, there'd be a pile of dead MFers in my litter box right now. So you all can be happy for cats. Anyway, I'll go back to the air, and we got Andy in Beaver Dam.
Well, Mike, what a way to start the show off with a guy that gets your blood pressure way up off the chart. And it's crazy. But
not if you're dead hammered baked, he can't get to you.
No, well, you can't let it eat you.
But right.
You and I are old enough to remember Strong Thurmond.
He even changed at the end. More he'd be left of Mansion and Cinema right now.
Yeah, right.
Or see, he knew he was getting close to the end, and he was like, "Oh, maybe there is some life after this horrible life I've led."
Well, yeah, he was a Southern Democrat before everything flipped around with Republicans being. A majority of being racist and whatever, but getting back to Moscow Mitch, which Matt Flynn refers to him, you know, that guy there is just such a pain in the you-know-what that, you know, I mean, he talks so much jive and everything, and you know, he just, I don't know, every time he gets up there, double-chin Mitch, you know, whatever, and, you know, and what, like you said, the statement that you quoted him as saying, it's like, man, what kind of, are you a jerk? Or
yeah,
what?
He is. It's,
you
know, like, he's... it's like reliving the Civil War. And that's what this is. It's modern day racism and oppression and everything else. And I guess this is what it was like for people way back then. Probably just shaking their heads going, can you believe these guys? They're like, you know, human rights violating, murdering, you know, just awful people. Right? I know what I would have been doing back then. It was like, you know, everybody carried a gun back then, right? Well, they didn't use it the way we're using them today. That's a whole nother subject.
Well, and here we are in the 21st century, 22 years into it. What have we gained? You know, like what wisdom or...
No, it can be measured this way, Andy. How much have we lost, dude? How much have we lost?
Well, two steps forward and five steps back.
Something like that. Thanks a lot, brother, and thanks for calling in. We're going to go down the line because we got a couple people waiting. We'll go to Mark from the SAC.
Hey, Beats the Box. Thanks for taking my call. Yeah, it's a little frustrating that, you know, my question to guys like CJ is how long should a person have to wait in line to vote? How long should they? How far should they have to drive to, you know, get a voter ID? How much should that cost them to get that voter ID?
Wait a minute. Are you inner city or just smaller city and rural?
Well, I'm rural.
I'm just saying that's CJ's point.
And my point is that the point is that voting is supposed to be. It should be easy to do in this state. You shouldn't have to wait to stand in line for 10 hours to get, you know, to cast your ballot. That it should be easy enough to actually, you know, if voter ID is needed, then it should be given, you know, that people should get that voter ID. You hit 18, you should be given a vote. You should be given your voter ID right then and there and registered to vote in the state of Wisconsin. If you are a citizen of the United States and a citizen of Wisconsin, there should be no impediments to your right to vote. I mean, in the past, it was more, you know, the Republicans are all for having more voting hours and more places to vote and expanding the franchise through more absentee voting, but now that, you know, that people have figured out, hey, I can vote absentee, it makes it easier. Well, I can't. There's a number of people I know that go on their hunting trips first week in November, and they've voted absentee for years. Well, is that a good enough excuse to vote absentee? I mean, that and switching gears marginally to go to the voting districts, as I was listening to a rebroadcast of a woman, or Dan Thino, and I know the name because he represented the district that I grew up in, in far northern Wisconsin, what voting districts are supposed to comprise. And the Wisconsin State Constitution is pretty clear on what it says for voting districts are supposed to comprise. They're supposed to, you know, be compact. I mean, it's a constitutional requirement. They are supposed to be compact. You know, that
hey, no problem.
Contiguous territory and be compact.
And you're right. But we're going to be going to a break in a minute. And it's like, this is a, what do we do then? And, you know, Mark, because we know that the terms like ballot harvesting, that's when, you know, people that care about people's right to vote go out and register. Whoever wants to register, never voted before, that's called ballot harvesting? Didn't have anything to do with ballots. Had to do with getting people signed up. And another thing, Mark, what's wrong with people mailing in their ballot like most of the legislators do, because they're never home, man. They're always out on a yacht or some vacation or something like that, correct? And I see we got another caller, Lou from Cudahy, and we are going to take you when we come back. But it's like all this stuff, wages, everything. It's slavery, man. If you don't want to admit it, you'll probably get sucked up into it. I mean, now they don't really care what color you are if they, you know, want to continue this economic system that's never working. Doesn't matter who's president. And if you're a president that's working for it, like Joe Biden is, really, we're going to blame Joe Biden? Biden's not the problem. He's just an old guy up there talking about what policies he'd like to see passed. Much more progressive than what he ever pretended to be, correct? You can't get enough people behind it because you got traitors in the Democratic Party, and every single Republican is a racist bastard in their legislation. And I don't care. Anybody wants to defend those people? You're racist too, man.